Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Mr. Robert Fortune.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Let's roll. Yes, sir.
Make you do what you do, baby.
Yes, sir. America, welcome to another edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man on this May 10th day, if you will. Shout out to my cousin Terry's birthday. Shout out to moms. We had some good Mother's Day celebrations. Hope you took care of your moms. And we're here, ready to talk some sports. NBA playoffs are going strong. We again want to talk about the aftermath of what's happening with the NFL draft that's settled. Rob's put another awesome, amazing NBA mock draft on the Talk of Sports with the 12th Man page, but we got a lot of things to do. So without further ado, JK will be coming in pretty shortly. He is officially Tom Coughlin late, but that's all good. We'll check in with him whenever he gets here. So Mr. Rob Ford, how you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, doing great, man. I was in the last couple of days down to Fort Myers, Florida. Helping them out down there, and now back in Tampa, feeling good. Yep, ready to make it do what it do.
Like to hear that.
Retirement capital. Retirement capital of America down there.
Fort Myers is for sure. That's where Gary's going to be heading, right? Gary Curtis, what's going on, sir?
I like the area. That's a nice area. I like it down there. Absolutely, mm-hmm. I'd have no problem living there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got golf courses and alligators on every half block.
Oh, yes. I've got a couple of golf courses and alligator stories from down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
The iguana still pretty strong down there, too, Rob? Is there a lot of iguanas down there, too, as well?
Oh, yeah.
All good. Let's check in here. We got a lot of things to discuss too.
Florida nature down there. That's some good food down there.
Nice. I was telling Gary and Curtis before you got on, Rob, that we can't spend too much time, as much as Gary and Curtis want to go to an hour long OT portion. You guys can most certainly do that, but I'll be signing off currently right at 12. So just FYI, I got a lot of things to do tomorrow, but it's all good. As much as I would love to hang out as much. But let's throw some numbers out there really quickly. We got a lot of exciting things to talk about. Curious to hear your thoughts. Same number we always call, the 424-243-9519 is always the number to call into the show. So once again, 424-243-9519. Follow us on Twitter at the number 12, THMAN Sports. And we are on Facebook. You go to facebook.com/ Talking Sports with the 12th Man, or you put in 12th Man Sports, you'll find us. You'll find all the details, all the mock drafts, NBA, NFL, videos, pictures, all that fun stuff, recipes maybe in the future. Maybe Rob is going to post his asparagus recipe. Maybe Gary will tell you his famous kale recipe and even some wine tips. I don't know. So we're all about. We're going to have some fun too. So let's get this party started. Oh,
I know all of our listeners.
Put it in there and throw it away.
All of our listeners can't wait to see that asparagus recipe. I think they waiting on that more than they are my mock drafts.
Oh my goodness gracious! Keep thinking that. Let's talk about some quick things here. I'm not going to dominate the situation here. Obviously, represent Golden State here, but I was just going to say, again, it looked like the Warriors kind of take a commanding 3-1 lead, if you will, and we got JQ joining as well. And it was an interesting game because – hey, what's up, JQ? Good to see you, man. Good to hear you, excuse me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
just getting to the first topic here. So we were just talking about just, you know, again, from that first game, and I'm going to kick it over to the West Coast, too, because it seems like, you know, again, one of the games that, I mean, the Warriors played terrible. They were just cold the whole night. And this is one of the games, if you will, that Memphis could have, you know, could have had a chance. I mean, they basically could have had a chance to pull the shot. But they just couldn't do it. And surprisingly, as you know, too, it does seem like, I know that the Grizzlies have actually won more, you know, they won like about 20 games, you know, believe it or not, without Morant. So it's not like they totally missed them, but
they're
25, which is nuts, right, without him. So it's just crazy how, you know, I don't think they were kind of nervous not having him, but it just, they're just a young team. They're the second youngest team behind, you know, obviously the Thunder. But it's just kind of just, you know, again, the game that this was a game they could have won. Warriors shot terrible the whole game. I mean, you know, Curry got his points, but he had to get like 25 shots to get him in. You know, but it was just one of those games where, you know, just the resolve. If you're the Grizzlies, you know, if you're the Grizzlies too, man, you're just like, man, kind of the wind kind of got knocked out of your sails, man. So, you know, but in that instance for this game, obviously, you got to go to the next game too. But just, you know, again, just showing a little bit how the Warriors played terrible. They were just out of sync. And I really thought that Mike Brown was trying to, like, you know, sabotage the game. I'm just joking, JQ, damn it, come on, man, I can make some jokes here, but no, they just shot poorly, but you know, obviously they were able to pull it off, so there you go.
Well, you know, sometimes teams, you know, sometimes when the team's star player is out, you know, you think you got the game in the bag, and sometimes the team could be, you know, lackadaisical, right? And it's just a, you know, psychological thing, right? And you wonder if Golden State, that had a little bit of effect on Golden State. But that being said, Memphis was 20-5 in the regular season without them, but they weren't playing Golden State in those 25 games, right? You know, it might once or twice.
They played it one time. Yeah. They played it one time, but there was no Clay, no Steph, and no Draymond. So,
there you go, see? So, I mean, they weren't playing this Golden State team in that 25. I mean, definitely a great stab. We say this all the time. You know, we talked about LeBron James when he had Zydrunas or Golfers. And what's the other dude's name? Mo Williams. Man,
keep bringing up Williams.
You got to have stars to win the playoffs, man. And you're going to, even though they were competitive in that game, Steph Curry came up and stepped up big in the fourth quarter and won that game down the clutch. And, and you saw this even with the Lakers during Showtime days. You know, if they were going against the team and the star was out, they would start off cold, but they would finish strong in the end and win the game. And I think that was a classic example of Golden State. They were just a little lackadaisical. Memphis didn't have John Morant. Chuck, they beat him with 30 with John Morant the other night. You got to give Memphis some credit. The defense was a lot better last night than it was in game three. So you do have to give them some credit, but I also think, you know, like a lot of times it's a psychological thing when a team's star player is out. You just kind of cakewalk in there thinking you got the win. And in the fourth quarter, they realized they really had to step up to win that game. And Steph Curry was a driving force, you know, shooting the basketball. And he hit a ton of free throws there down the stretch, too. So that was a driving force. You tip your hat to Memphis for playing hard and playing really good defense. They made some poor decisions in that fourth quarter, too. Some poor shot selection as well, particularly with Dylan Brooks there. And, you know, Jackson was 0-for-7 from three-point range, too. Those are huge factors in that loss. But in the end, you know, Golden State just took their championship medal on and won the game in the end.
Yeah, that's just I agree. I'll let you have a hearing in a second, Gary. It's just a team that has been there before. They, like you said, they played around and messed around, and they looked up and said, oh, Seth, oh, we can still win this game. And they went out and won the game. You know, Draymond with a big block, Steph Curry with a whole bunch of free throws at the end. And they did what you expect them to do for a team that's been tried and true and has, you know, playoff tested medal. So, yeah, Golden State stole one, quote, unquote. And I know we talked about the 20-5 and whatnot, but yeah, Golden State just looked like it was just out there playing, you know, rec ball. And it's at the end, okay, we can't lose this game to this team, and they won.
Yep. Well, and that's a team that's been through so much, Golden State, where they've had, you know, they've been healthy, they've won championships, they've had record-breaking seasons, all of these things, but one thing that they never forgot, even when they were injury prone, is that, man, they just, they're that team that, you know, in day and age, they just they never forget that they, you know, especially Steph. I can get hot again. I'm just going to keep shooting. But once I get hot again, they're not going to be able to. And, yep. And a shooter shoot. And him being, you know, arguably the best shooter out there, you know, that's what that team does. And they know how to play together. They're well coached. And as, and I think I've seen them play almost every team that they play. As they start getting more and more comfortable with their offense and it's rolling and they're making buckets and they're creating easy buckets, those other teams, and I'm including our team, you know, up here when we were healthy and we had and we met them in the Western Conference Finals, is as they started making, we rushed to try and keep up. And that's when teams make a mistake. And that's what right. you saw, you know, with an inexperienced team, experienced playoff right. going a team that knows how to win championships.
Yeah.
Perfect. You got it.
Yeah, and in all reports, Ja Morant is out for the series this year, so, yeah.
So.
Golden State will cakewalk in this series. Yep, absolutely.
It's over.
Yeah, that guy made the Golden State team got the 3-point line in the NBA so popular. Because when they were something else, they were going to the challenge. And like Jerry said, Portland had great teams that a lot of people were picking, but they never could match up with Golden State. It was a as you can see, for Kevin Durant to lead that.
Yep.
Dumb move for him to move out of that situation. And that's what I see. Kevin Durant, foolish. He should have never left that situation.
Yep, never agree with that. Yeah, he should never left that. In spite of all that he was getting, he might as well just stay there. Good call on that, Curtis, too. Yeah, that's what the Golden State folks think. Yeah, he should never left, if you will. But, you know, it's like crying over spilt milk at this juncture. Let's talk about what happened with the Celtics here, and you know, again, being a Hawk fan back in the day, to see, you know, Horford kind of doing his thing, man. I'm like, what's the French toast, bruh? You know, we just need a little bit of that when you're in Atlanta. But you know, hey, I'm not mad.
35 years
going
old.
For the ball, dunking on folks, man. Calling, I'm like, man, where was this at, Horford? But you know, hey, you do what you gotta do, bro.
Getting 3 points.
So, you know, again. Yeah, man, he was just on fire, man. So I'm like, you know, tip the cap, man.
He
was
3 points with that
set
shot too. He couldn't even get his feet off the ground on that shot.
He was like, so yeah,
but it goes
but,
in.
Yeah, he can't.
And he's got
he came up big,
so
you know.
Shoot over you.
Yeah, this is you know, again, surprisingly good series here, the Bucks here. So, you know, what say you about that? Let's go back around the room. What do you think about that, JQ? Welcome in, man.
Yeah, I mean, I texted you. I was like, man, Al Horford is going nuts. And you got to blame Giannis. Giannis dunked on him and then looked at him and then talked some noise to him. And he saw Al Horford do just like this. And as soon as they called that timeout and he did him like that, he came back on the court and went bonkers.
So part of that is on Giannis. If you're going to toss that noise and get another dude going, then you better shut him down if you're going to get him going. And he didn't do it. And Al Horford getting that hot got everybody else rejuvenated. When he got hot, now you had to pay attention to Al Horford, which you never going to the game thought you had to do. Now you have Jaylen Brown. Now you have Jason Tatum. Now you have Marcus Smart. I mean, Jaylen Tatum with the falling to the floor and just throwing it up and spinning off the backboard and going in, like, those are backbreaker shots. And people don't understand that. When you play defense like that and the dude makes that shot and he just silences the whole crowd and they're like, how the hell did that just go in? Doing things like that, him and Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, they just I worry about Milwaukee. Milwaukee now has to go on the road and have a soul-snatching game. Because I feel like Boston took a little bit of a piece of their soul with that game. Coming back down from 9-10 points and having those having Al Horford and Jason Tatum go crazy like that when Jaylen Brown was already in foul trouble. And I tell you what, Drew Holiday is playing terrible. He's playing terrible. And if you don't have Chris Middleton.
He may be rushing JQ, trying to, like, make things happen, sir. I don't know. But go ahead.
Yeah, but if you don't have Middleton, you have to have the others, and you have to have, we talk about all the time, Trae Young doesn't have another solid number two. Right now, Giannis is going in five dribbles just to get to the next defender, knowing they're going to back up and build that wall to get to the rim. That takes a lot out of you. You can see him. He gets tired. He needs Holiday step up in these situations. And Marcus Smart is just giving Holiday all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. And they're in trouble. Not United Boston has the next two out of three at home. Milwaukee's in trouble. And it's hard to ask Giannis to do a whole lot more than he's done. But when you're talking about depending on Connaughton and Grayson and Lopez, like, I get it. Those are others they're going to play better at home. But if Drew Holiday doesn't fill in to that two spot without Chris Middleton, those other dudes have to fill in a lot more than they're capable of doing. Wes Matthews, like, it's just Milwaukee in trouble.
Yeah, I think they're definitely in trouble. And you know, I'm not a Celtics fan by any imagination. And I'm pulling for the Bucks. But I said it, even when the Bucks went up in the series 1-0, I still didn't think they would win the series. Even when the Bucks went up in the series 2-1, I still didn't think they would win the series because I think in the long run, the lack of not having Chris Middleton was going to hurt him. And as you just alluded to, you know, Giannis, yeah, they're playing one-on-one basketball. There's no ball movement. I mean, they're going to have to move the basketball, particularly in that fourth quarter. You know, they play a lot of one-on-one basketball. And they're just ready to – they have a wall set up beyond. They're going to have to distribute the basketball. They're going to have to try to get Grayson Allen and Connaughton some wide-open shots behind the perimeter, let those guys hit some of those shots. They're going to have to move the basketball. They're going to have any shot at winning this series. And you alluded to Drew Holiday. But the one area, Drew Holiday's struggling offensively, but normally Drew Holiday is a top-five defender in the league. And to me, he's even struggling on that end, which is that's really more concerning to me than more so than the offensive end because you can at least account on him on the defensive end. And he's not really playing Drew Holiday defense here in this series either. So that's obviously another major concern. All that being said, this is the most exciting series out of all the series right now, even though – you know, I'm pulling for the Sixers, but they got their ass whipped night tonight. I mean, they got spread out dumpster. And so I don't think they'll be beating the Heat. But out of the four series right now, this Celtics-Bucks series, even without Middleton, is still the most exciting series to watch. That's the must-see TV out of all the four series right now. But, yeah, it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if Celtics win the next two games and winning in six. You know, there's a part of me I think it still got a chance to go seven, but wouldn't be surprised to see the Celtics win five and then go back to Milwaukee and win again, unless Milwaukee can figure out something offensively to get that ball moving around the court and not just rely on Giannis one-on-one. Now, if you got one-on-one in the open court, that's a different thing. But in the half-court game, that's going to be tough to do against that Celtics defense. It's going to be really tough for them to win playing half court basketball like that.
Right, so
well,
Joe,
I was surprised when they won last year. I was not expecting it. And I doubted them the whole way to win the championship. So that was amazing to me. So I don't think that that is because they don't look like championship teams. And I see them in real life. And it surprised me a lot that they went last year. They're the defending champions. And it's hard to take that. They're the defending champions.
Well, you're down a big piece of your offense, and that's of your team, both offense and defense. So that's going to be their problem, is they just don't have the bodies in there that are to do. They're not going to be able to do what they did last year. And I'm picking the Celtics in this series as well because of that. They got on a streak last year. Giannis was just unstoppable, and he always is, but he also had help. He's not getting that same kind of help right now that he got last year.
And there it is. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Hey, Rob, we're going to keep this moving here. Let's kind of talk about the NBA mock draft that you put up, if you will, and some highlights and whatnot, if you will. And, you know, obviously, what's up? What's up, JQ? Why are you shaking your head, bro?
Nah, I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ben. On you, Rob.
All right, I'm just going to go with the top 10 picks, and then I'll, you know, like we do with the NFL mock, I'll go over our teams and see what the projections are. So right now, I got Jabari Smith from Auburn as the number one pick. 6'10", 6'11", long arms. Definitely can play the stretch four. He can shoot the basketball. Struggled in the NCAA tournament a little bit, and saw Auburn got out on the early exit. But overall, he's got the genes. His dad played in the NBA. Played at LSU. I don't know why he let his son go to Auburn, but that's a different story. But he's definitely he's definitely in my book right up there in the top three. And right now I have him as the number one guy in the draft. Paolo Banchero from Duke, number two to Orlando. You got to see him go all the way to the Final Four. He's got the size. He's still improving his outside shot. Extremely athletic, but. The one difference between him and Jabari is a better shooter right now, and he can go to the post, and he's got the athleticism. I got Jabari slightly ahead of him. Chet from Gonzaga, I got him going number three to Detroit. Chet Holmgren, you see the 7 feet, but he's only like 195 pounds. So he's got to, he reminds me of a young Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, saw him at Kentucky, was extremely skinny, and he's actually got Anthony Davis skills. Actually, he's better offensively skilled than Anthony Davis was at this age. But from a shot-blocking ability standpoint, he's got Anthony Davis shot-blocking ability. And he averaged close to 5 blocks a game as a freshman. Great off-the-ball defender from blocking shots, as well as on-the-ball defender when it comes to blocking shots. And he's extremely athletic. He's got to get muscular. He's got to add some more weight to his frame, similar to what Anthony Davis had to do. Coming out of college. He's a guy that's still in the running for the number one pick. I got him going three to Detroit. These are clearly the top three picks in my mind in the NBA mock right now. Now, the guy that's a sleeper, I got him going number four at Oklahoma City, Shaedon Sharpe. He's from Canada. He's supposed to go to Kentucky. He enrolled here in the spring, but he's now decided to enter the NBA draft. So he's rising up draft boards. He's 6'6 guards, can handle the rock. He can shoot it. He's really shining in a lot of workouts right now. So I got him all the way up number four to Oklahoma City. Number five, I got Jaden Ivey. from Purdue, staying home to go to Indiana at the number five spot. Extremely athletic. I think he played a point guard in the NBA, about 6'4", 6'5", good size. He can definitely get to the rack. He's a solid defender as well. He's a better shooter. Another guy's a sleeper I got going to Portland at six is Keegan Murray, power forward from Iowa. Another stretch four. Can flat out shoot the rock, average about 23, 24 points a game. Solid rebounder, strong in the paint. So he's another guy that's on the rise in this draft. A.J. Griffin, I got him going seven to Sacramento. He's more of a tweener, 6'6", about 220. Probably, I got him listed as probably better at the three, but he probably can play some of the two as well. Really good athlete. Only averaged about 10 points a game as a freshman, so you're really banking on his upside. He's a good shooter, but he has some other areas of the game, particularly on the defensive end. He's going to have to get better at the next level, and that's probably where he's listed. But definitely a good athlete. And my pals, it looks like we're going to get the Lakers pick here. Hopefully we win the lottery. So if the Lakers pick falls anywhere in the top 10, it goes to New Orleans. And so hopefully we win the lottery here. But right now I got us at number eight, getting Benedict Mathurin, 6'7", shooting guard from Arizona. Great athlete, can run the floor, got long arms, long wingspan as well. He's another one that didn't play that well in the Sweet 16, but if you look at his body of work, he had a really good season and put Arizona on the map. Number nine, San Antonio, Johnny Davis, shooting guard from Wisconsin. Had another guy with a really good year out of the Big Ten, can really shoot the rock as well. And JQ, Ohio State, number 10. Uh-oh. Malachi Branham,
yeah.
Shooting guard from Ohio
Actually
State.
Like him.
Yeah. He's got a steady game. Reminds me a lot of Tyrese Halliburton. He's not like a tremendous athlete, but he's just got a real steady game. Real smart player for a freshman. Can shoot the basketball, too. He improved a lot as the season went along this year. He's from Columbus, Ohio. Went to Ohio State. So I got him going number 10. To Washington. So for our listeners, you can see the rest of the mock draft on our Talking Sports page. But I'll just go over our teams real quick. I mentioned Portland, got Keegan Murray. I got Portland taking Trevor Keel, shooting guard from Duke in the second round. He's one of those he's a big guard. I mean, he's like 6'4", 6'5", but got like a power forward body. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think that's the only thing that's probably holding him back to the second round because he doesn't really have a true position, even though the game is a positionless game. But that's what's going to keep him down in the second round. But he can shoot the basketball too. Caleb Houston from Michigan, I got him going to Kentucky as well. Highly recruited, five-star recruit out of Canada. Underachieved a little bit as a freshman in Michigan. He's a top-five recruit. He averaged about 10 points a game. He shot the ball 39% from three-point range, but he is talented, so you're going to be banking on his upside there as well. I mentioned Pelicans' first-round pick. Pelicans have two second-round picks as well. I got him taking Justin Lewis, small forward from Marquette, 6'7", with a 7-foot wingspan. Average 17 points, Ooh. 8 rebounds. Competition was a little concern. He definitely improved his outside shooting throughout the season. Worried about his defense a little bit at this stage. And I got the Pelicans also taking Tracy Jackson Davis, power forward from Indiana, averaged 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game. And the Hawks, I got them taking Osman Dieng from France, played in New Zealand this past season. 6'10", got long arms. He had a real growth spurt, too, in the last few years. So he's got guard skills even at 6'10". He's about 6'10", 216 pounds, so he's another one that's got to add some weight to his frame. But he's a guy that can bring the ball up the floor. He's going to be a sleeper pick in this draft. And in the second round, I got the Hawks taking Leonard Miller, who's another guy from Canada, right? Canada's putting out some basketball players, man. We've got to watch them in the Olympics in 2 years.
I don't want to see Drake, though. I don't want to see Drake on the sidelines, though, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, we've got to watch them in a few years. But Leonard Miller is a similar guy, too, to Osman Dieng. He, 2 years ago, was 6'4", now he's 6'11". So he's got guard skills and with that size. But he's got a little bit more muscle on his frame than Osman Dieng, but he's not quite the athlete that Dieng is. So those are two intriguing picks. Unfortunately, JQ, the Lakers don't have any picks as of right now. So that's a little bit for the Blazers, the Pels, and the Hawks in this mock draft.
Not mad at that. Yeah, good job, Rob. Curtis, Gary, any thoughts on that?
The only thing I can say is I was really disappointed with North Carolina losing that last game, and I was so disappointed. They had that big lead at halftime and couldn't close it out. I was so disappointed. Not only because they had a black coach, but how you blow a lead like that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
A good thing for Carolina, four out of five starters decided to come back and not into the draft. So should have a good team next year.
There it is. Hubert Davis did a good job too, bro. That was good. Good coaching job for him. He though he kept crying, man. It was cracking me up, man.
I love these players. These players, I've been so about the players, man. These players are amazing. And it's here. I'm just here to, like, facilitate, make sure the players. It's all about the players.
That is terrible.
I'm North Carolina Blues.
But he,
wow.
Yeah. Hey, ever since T.O. cried on national TV, everybody feel like it's okay to cry.
You have his best with you, Rob. It's good stuff, man. I'm a fan of Hubert Davis.
Oh, I know. I'm still a Tar Heel fan.
Oh, good stuff, Rob.
Tar Heel basketball, that is.
anything else you want to add to that, JQ? I mean, even though obviously, you know, your Lakers are being represented, you know. But, I was going to say really quickly about the game.
Hey,
grandmother used to have a saying.
Fuck these cakes. Sorry.
What?
I don't know.
Now the show is officially. I know, right? It's like, take you out of. They got to
now it's a party. The show really started now.
I was going to say really quickly.
We ain't got no picks. I don't care about this damn draft shit. We ain't got no picks. We ain't got no picks.
Well, unless the Lakers fall
pick,
from
11 bro.
Down, they'll get that pick. But if it goes in the top 10, it goes to New Orleans.
Let's talk about that on that show if that happened. But right now, I don't care if we ain't got no damn picks.
y'all don't need nobody, JQ. Y'all good just the way y'all are, man. So good.
You got Westbrook.
Yep.
You got Anthony Davis,
really?
LeBron.
Okay, yep. Okay. Hey, what's the next topic on the show?
Thank you, try to move forward. Nah, let's spend some time talking about the Lakers, man. What's going on with them? I was going to say really quickly. My grandma used to have to
You ready to turn around.
We're going to turn around.
You ready
to
exit stage left.
I just got to say.
If you
that's too big, bro. You too big to be crying, bro. You like the biggest guy on the court, man. Why are you crying, man? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't crying. I'm going to go to the next topic.
I'm talking about
Carter Precious. Oh, I'm talking about Joel Embiid. Yeah, he's supposed to win MVP.
Sound like David Chappelle, huh? You sound like David Chappelle,
huh? He did something like that, man.
No further questions.
Well,
yeah, no.
We're gonna switch up.
Oh, man.
Apparently, JQ's in his feelings. He's in his feelings. I know Curtis.
Hey,
about
you know,
what are you about to say, Curtis?
Andre, you can't talk, though, man. He started getting on you about your Falcons. You'd be the same way.
I'm just
being honest. I'm laughing, bro. It's like, we ain't got no picture. I don't care. Like, I'm not mad.
It's like you keep poking the bear. Like, you know, like Giannis did to Hal Horford. You keep poking me. Eventually,
hey.
I'm gonna say something, man. You can't, you
hey,
know. I've
Lakers
got all this pent-up
will
locked energy in me,
because
man.
They're the Lakers. People want to play for them, so they will all scare me.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that, too. And
that's like my baseball team, the Yankees. Yeah, there's going to always be fear because people want to play for them. Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do, we're going to spend some time. We do want to talk about what's happening, too, as far as, you know, as the season we'll get into the draft, because, again, we're going to see what's going to happen with Portland, the resurgence of C.J. McCollum with the Pelicans. Just kind of see how we'll do, like, a season wrap-up, too, as far as what happened with that, too. It's been kind of interesting and what goes into that, too, as well. We'll move on to the next topic. It's just JQ is ready to move. And we're going to talk about some AFC South grades, you know, and it's interesting because if you kind of do, like, a quick – measure around the league, everyone has different thoughts, right? So this is something that, you know, these are opinions, my opinions, right? So you can have, everyone's going to have different opinions about what team won, what team lost, you know, because obviously we're talking about Colts, Texans, Titans, and Jags. And I'm just going to highlight a couple things, and you guys can kind of, wow, like, you know, add your thoughts, too, because some interesting stuff, too. So, you know, obviously, I'll get my notes here. Starting off with the Texans, and the Texans, you know, they literally – out the gate, they kind of started, you know, kind of an interesting trend. You know, they picked Derek Stingley Jr. So right there, like, okay, now it's an interesting draft, right? So they make that first move, first shot, which is great. I really love the John Metchie pick, you know, just to, you know, from Alabama. I was like, that was a good pick from them. And obviously, you're kind of looking at a couple things as far, you know, they actually drafted well, you know, getting Kenyon Green from Texas A&M, like that pick, you know, kind of help out. And then, like you said, there's a couple picks you're like, you know, from that perspective too. But I thought overall, made it well. Really like Damon Pierce from Florida. That was a great pick for me. I know, JQ, what's wrong, bro? What's up with this, man? What's up, man? You got nothing, man?
Why are we talking about the Texans and the Jaguars? So let's just go ahead and roll two teams out. Listen, AFC is top-loaded. Those two MFs are out. So let's just go ahead and go. Let's just start talking about that. So we're talking about the Colts and the Titans. So go ahead. Talk about the Colts and the Titans. Don't talk about the Texans and the Jaguars. Nobody cares. They suck.
Hey, man, we got listeners in Houston and Jacksonville.
You do, guys.
And they know them MFs are terrible. There's no point of even talking about them.
Why?
Okay, so let me ask you this, Andre. No. So we got 17 games. How many games did the Texans win?
Probably three to four.
How many wins do the Jaguars get?
Probably three to four, too. Maybe five. Yeah.
So why are we talking about these jokers on this call? They got eight wins between them. They got eight wins out of 34. Why are we talking about them?
We got to cover all the teams, JQ. Like Rob said, that we got
no, we don't.
In Texas. We got listeners in Texas.
No, we don't.
My cousin.
Let's spend more time on the Colts and the Titans, and less time on the Texans and the Jaguars.
my cousin John is actually in Texas, man. So how can you get, you know, what it gets?
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
What's up, John?
John, shout out to you, bro.
One of the best equipment makers down there.
Yeah,
you know. Right, man. Recognize.
I guess the teams came out today that Tom Brady won't be playing with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
All right. After today, he's just going to be in a newscast. And that opens up a lot of stuff down there. So that's good news.
Yeah. I was going to say really quickly, just to give a shout out, because, you know, again, my boy, you actually drafted one of my favorite running backs, Snoop Connor from Ole Miss, man. With a name like Snoop, man, come on, man, you got to represent. Anyway, let's move on. The JQ was not happy with that. The Titans, they did really good. They actually traded. They end up trading for, you know, what? Why you say yes? They end up trading.
No, go for it. No, go.
Yeah, they traded AJ Brown and they basically get another guy just like him, Treylon Burks. So again, hopefully he can. That's the zone he's trying to get to. Obviously, like what's happening. I love, you know, Hassan Haskins. I know you're going to hate that, JQ, because he went to Michigan, as Rob likes to say, you know, just to kind of compliment Derrick Henry. And like you said, I'm trying to, like, get through this really quickly because apparently you're not happy about that. The Colts get Alec Pierce, great wide receiver. You know, to pair with Michael Pittman, that was a great pickup. They get, what is it, Bernard Raymond, if you will, the offensive tackle. You know, the Colts are pretty good, you know, obviously. And then they get Jelani Woods, the tight end. I thought that was a great pick, too. So Colts, you know, they kind of, you know, again, added some value to that team. They were already a pretty solid team. So now we're kind of looking at those two teams, obviously, who's going to do well. Titans, you know, we're going to talk about what happened with Malik Willis. That was the definite pick. And you wonder about chemistry with that team, too, at this juncture, too. Because, again, you got your boy, you know, talking about Ryan Tannehill, talking about I am not going to mentor him. And I just want to say, wrapping this up, who's going to sign that lady that was throwing people around in the restaurant? I don't know who's going to sign her up as a free agent. Maybe the Cincinnati Bengals, maybe the Cowboys. And that's my last final thought on that. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's one thing, and it's the Colts. That's the only participant they send to the playoffs. You know it.
Hey, I know it.
The American people know it.
I agree
it.
With that.
Stop it. The Titans ain't going to do that. Right. You just said it. They already talking about moving away from Derrick Henry because his injury, and, oh, well, we're going to run the ball, but we're going to replace A.J. Brown with a rookie. Stop that shit. And Ryan Tannehill is talking about not mentoring that dude, and he's in his last year, his deal. There's one team. Remember that in Avengers? In Endgame? It's one possibility.
It's one possibility.
It's the Colts.
I'm going to quickly give all four teams a grade. I know it's not going to make JQ happy, but I'm going to quickly go through all four teams in the AFC South. So I'm going to start with the Houston Texans here. So I gave the Houston Texans a B-. And, you know, not that they had a horrible draft, but obviously I thought they reached a little bit here on Kenyon Green. I had Kenyon Green maybe in the 20s or early second round. They picked him at 15. Obviously he's one of the better guards in the draft. They got Stingley at 3. You know, Stingley did shoot up draft boards. You know, he definitely had the potential to be that that player that high. Jalen Petrie, I love that pick, second round safety in the second round. John Michie the 3rd, I kind of had him in the 3rd round, so I thought it was a slight reach. And then the picks in the 5th round, Thomas Booker, I thought was a reach. I really like the pick of Austin Deculus, the LSU tackle in the 6th round. So I gave the Texans.
Of course you did.
I gave the Texans
it was
a
LSU.
B-.
It's a great pick. Great pick. LSU. Great pick. Great pick.
Hey. Yeah, the 6th round. Yeah. You got to give it to them. Yeah. Good value. All right. Tennessee Titans. I gave the Titans a straight B. Obviously, you're trading the guy AJ Brown for a first round pick and get Treylon Burks. You got to get a downgrade slightly on that move, right? Even though they got good value with Treylon Burks, I mean, you're giving up a guy who's already experienced, who's already a weapon for your football team, and then you're getting a rookie who may work out, may not work out, right? So obviously that's a loss right there. Outside of that, the draft was pretty good. I mean, getting Roger McCreary in the 2nd round, got an Ohio State offensive tackle in the 3rd round. I thought that was good value. I thought at worst he would go in the 2nd round. Getting Malik Willis in the 3rd round is great value. Haskins in the 4th round. So other than that, I thought the draft was pretty solid. This, what separates them from an A is trading A.J. Brown. I mean, so I got to give them a straight B on their draft. I then get to the Colts, and I agree with JQ. They are the clear favorite. I think they're the only team in this division that's going to make the playoffs this year. I really do. I don't think the Titans, even after being number one seed last year, I don't even think they make the playoffs this coming year. Alec Pierce, great pick. Good size, long arms, good body control in the passing game. I think he'll be a nice weapon for Matt Ryan. Jelani Woods, very underrated as a tight end. He's actually a good blocker, too, so he can help
Six,
in the
seven.
Pass the game.
Big boy.
He can stay on the field. And getting Bernhard Raymond, offensive tackle from Central Michigan in the 3rd round, tremendous value. I thought he would go in the 2nd round. It works. Nick Cross, the safety from Maryland, good value in the 3rd round as well. So I give the Colts, even though they didn't have a first-round pick, I give them a B+. From a value standpoint in their draft. And last but not least, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got to talk about Jacksonville. They had the number one pick in the draft. Trayvon Walker, do you take him over Aiden Hutchinson? You know, that's going to, you know, That's going to be interesting to see. He's definitely the better athlete, but Aiden Hutchinson definitely has better production. So they're hoping to bank on the upside there. And Devin Lloyd, obviously you can't go wrong with that pick. So they got two first-round picks. I like their two third-round picks, Luke Fortner, the center from Kentucky, Chad Muma. And Monteric Brown.
They went heavy linebacker
from Arkansas. Yeah. Getting Monteric Brown, a cornerback from Arkansas, in the seventh round, I thought was good value, too. So I give them a B-plus in the draft. Slight downgrade on the Trayvon Walker pick, very slightly. But getting Gregory Jr., the cornerback from Ottawa Baptist, in the sixth round, I thought he was an undrafted prospect. So I think that and the slight downgrade of Trayvon Walker brings him down to a B-plus.
Well, you guys and down there, I'm going to say besides this, what Seattle did, this West is the place to be for football, especially with the Broncos and Oakland and San Diego and early
in Kansas City.
That's something like hell with the division. And the winner of that got something going. Are in the West, and now in Seattle, I think went down. Arizona has something to, you know, a lot to fix, especially going. San Francisco, they're not playing around, and wouldn't be surprised if the AFL champion comes out of the West, if it's like the Broncos or Kansas City, or L.A. again.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if Seattle's going to still try to hold Drew Locke. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What's the French toast, bro? Come on. They can't be, like, thinking that's their dude, man. Something's going on.
Baker Mayfield. What's the difference between Drew Locke and Baker Mayfield, though?
Say it again, Rob.
Baker Mayfield's better than Drew Locke. Fuck that.
How much better?
At least he started in the playoff games, bro. He's played some playoff games, though.
What a playoff game. On the road. In Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Listen, I hate Baker Mayfield, but let's not get carried away. Baker Mayfield's better than Drew Locke. Let's not be silly.
I'm going to give you my I've got three options for my Super Bowl favorites in the NFC and AFC. My first matchup is the defending champions, the Rams, against the Chiefs. My next matchup was Tampa Bay and the Ravens. My next matchup was Green Bay and the Bills.
What? Do you like Aaron Rodgers that much, Gary? Come on now.
No.
That's good.
I tell you,
I like it.
My early Super Bowl prediction, and this is extremely early, of course, and there's still some more offseason to go, but if I had to make a prediction right now, the NFC, well, both conferences, in my opinion, are wide open. Obviously, the AFC is loaded. I don't know if there's a clear favorite in either conference, but if I had to go out on a limb and make a prediction, I would – pick the Rams again in the NFC, and I would pick the Bills and Josh Allen to finally like get there out of the AFC. If I had to make a prediction today, May 10th, and I'm not confident about the prediction, but I would say the Rams versus Bills right now. I think there are a lot of teams in the NFC that have a chance, but there are a lot of teams that are just not – they're missing something, including Green Bay, right? You know, who's going to be the big weapon for Aaron Rodgers this year? So I'm not confident in Green Bay. I'm not confident in Tampa Bay in their defensive line. I mean, they lost to Ndamukong Suh, Jason Pierre-Paul, and don't look like they're bringing them back. I think they have a few concerns on their defense and a slight concern on the offensive line, too. And Chris Godwin, when is he coming back? Midseason at the earliest, too. So I still have some slight concerns with Tampa Bay. I have some slight concerns with Green Bay. Then when you look at Dallas, offensive line concerns there, too. Are they going to have somebody to step up to rush the passer, right? So San Francisco, I mean, they're talking about dealing Jimmy Garoppolo, but yet they're not sold on Trey Lance yet. So, I mean, there's a lot of question marks with a lot of teams. And the AFC is just the opposite. You got so many good teams, it's hard to pick one. So I'm going with the Rams just because I think they have the fewest question marks of a team in the NFC. And like I said, the AFC have so many teams I think has a chance, but I'm going to go with the Bills for right now.
Some mortgage out there. That's your pick.
I'm not confident of it.
Nah. We get that, Gary. Good job, Gary. And again, we're just talking, you know, right now too, because you know, obviously it is wide open. There's not really, like we talked about, there could be anything that could basically show up. But I do think that the way that the Bills played, you know, that was, you know, they definitely have a lot of momentum. You know, obviously, I see if Chiefs had enough to kind of battle that. But what a great AFC, like you talked about. That is wide open. So we'll see on that front. We got about 8 minutes
here.
Let's say
you, Dre and JQ. Who's the early Super Bowl pick?
Go ahead, JQ. I was going to say the Bills, if you will, for the AFC as well. I actually like that pick. And I guess you really can't go. I don't want to say Tampa Bay. I'd rather go the Rams, honestly. But that's just like I said, anything to keep Tom Brady out of that, you know, that's what it's all about. But they may not have, like you said, they're going to have some missing pieces too, Rob. So that's kind of my early prediction right now, as of right now.
Philadelphia and Cincinnati.
Mother.
I like it, though. I got Philadelphia as a favorite in the NFC East. I really do. I think the Cowboys make the playoffs as a wild card.
Jalen Hurts.
I got the Cowboys in the playoffs as a wild card, but I got the Eagles winning the division. To me, they were one of the teams that improved their roster the most here in the offseason. I'm not quite ready to put my fate on them as a Super Bowl, but I think they got a chance, and I think they really do.
I said what I said. Don't nobody want to play Cincinnati. All we did was keep the same offense. Upgraded the offensive line and upgraded the secondary. I'm a role team. That's fine. It's all good. Y'all pick the Bills, pick the Chiefs, pick anybody you want to pick. I'm rolling with my Bengals, and I'm rolling with the Eagles. And I hate Philadelphia.
Hey.
I hate Philadelphia. But listen, the agent. Listen,
I'm going to go Cowboys.
We're going to find out. I get it 100% about Jalen Hurts. I get it. But you give them that dude, like, three dudes in the backfield, a tight end in Goddard, two wide receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, he just really just has to have a pulse in order for that game
off
to
the
start.
Line too.
And you get Jacoby Dean and Jordan Davis to anchor the middle of that defense?
We do like the defense.
And Darius Slowly outside? I mean, listen, you can talk about Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts, and I get it, I understand. He has to show and prove. And I get it. I'd be the first person to come in here and say, you know what? Jalen Hurts sucks. And he torpedoed my pick. And I would get on here and I would own it. But if you look at everything that Philadelphia has done to put around Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia might be a whole problem. Jacoby Dean falling that far. He gets his nose tackle right in front of him on that defense. And you give him another weapon in A.J. Brown. Keep talking about
AJ Brown
okay.
and Oh, no, I got them winning the East. I know we hadn't gotten that far in the playoff prediction, but I got the Eagles winning the NFC East. So, I mean, that's not a bad pick at all. And the Bengals,
over
the Bengals
Cowboys?
Not a fluke. What we saw out of the Bengals is not a fluke. They're going to be around for a long time with Burrow and Chase and those weapons. So they're going to be a force.
I only picked the Bengals because none of y'all picked the Bengals. That's the only reason why I did it. I was going to be the only other person not to pick them. If one of y'all had to pick them, I would pick somebody else. Since y'all didn't pick them, I'm going to pick the Bengals.
They are the defending champs, you know, JQ, so I can see where you went with that. So I can't be mad at you.
I do have the Bengals winning the – I do have the Bengals repeating in the division again. So I do have them winning the division. And actually, I have the Bengals as the only playoff team, believe it or not, in AFC North. So surprisingly, I think Cleveland might be knocking on that door. Pittsburgh going to have still questions at the quarterback position.
Quarterback.
And Baltimore, I mean, they traded Hollywood Brown.
Baltimore.
You know, what kind of, you know, I know they still got the tight end, you know, but, you know, he losing the top weapon.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah, how low did the AFC is, and I know Baltimore is always a contender, but how low did the AFC is, it's just hard for me to pick them. I mean, I got the Chiefs in the West. I got the Colts in the South, I got the Bengals in the North, and I got the Bills in the East. Then you talk about wild card. Man, you got Russell Wilson in Denver, and you look at their roster, they got a loaded roster. So I got Denver slotted in there as a playoff team. I got the Chargers, another team that improved here. I love the Isaiah Spiller pick for the Chargers. With him and the Austin Eckler in the backfield. Man, both of those guys can catch the ball out of the backfield. And so I like the Chargers. I like the Broncos. I like two out of the West coming in. And we need to talk about the Raiders and the weapons they have.
I'm going to change my pick to the Chargers. I'm going to change my pick to the Chargers.
Well, I got a Chargers in the wild card.
And Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and the defense. They got some players on that defense. Their roster is loaded. I got the Broncos, Chargers, the wild card. I'm going out on a limb with the third wild card being the Dolphins. And we still hadn't talked about the Raiders. We hadn't talked about the Patriots. I mean, shucks. And then the Browns and the Ravens going to be in the running. The Titans were the number one team last year.
And, so, hey, listen, if that dude Zach Wilson make a leap, that Jets roster is not bad in New York.
Their defense is going to be much improved with Robert Saleh. He's got some defensive players. They still might be a year or two away offensively.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner.
But they're going to be really good on the defensive side of the football.
And Johnson from Florida State.
Yep.
Jermaine Johnson was a great pickup too. That was they did very smart. Yeah.
Yeah,
there it is.
That Sauce Gardner chain, man. I still can't get over that chain he had on.
Yeah, the sauce. Chain he had that too, man.
Yeah, the bottle and the word sauce.
Got the sauce. Too much sauce. I'm too much sauce.
So, yeah, I got the Bengals, the only team in the North going to the playoffs right now.
I changed my pick because I was calling my feelings. I'm going to take the Chargers and I'm going to take the Eagles.
Nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to our live portion of the show tonight. We had a lot of fun. You know, JQ got mad about the Lakers not having draft picks. He got mad about us talking about the AFC South and the draft. But it's all good, you know.
You got mad about this shit.
Hey, on the East Coast in Jacksonville, we want to hear from y'all next week. Call in just to talk to JQ. Come on, Jacksonville. Call in. Nashville.
Come on, Houston.
Hey. Nashville and Houston, 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. We want to hear from y'all, too. Call in, talk to JQ, Nashville and Houston. We want to hear from y'all, too. All right. In the Mountain Time Zone, 9 p.m. in Albuquerque and out west, Fresno, Jackson, Mississippi, California. Stand up. We want to hear from y'all, 8 p.m. next week on Tuesday night. So thank you all for tuning in to our live portion of the show. We're going to keep it real brief with the OT, but we thank you all for tuning in. We'll have more coverage of the NBA playoffs next week. We'll have some more draft grades as we get ready for the NFL offseason and the NBA playoffs. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next Tuesday night, people.
Hey, listen, I don't really get mad. I just do that to provide, you know, the flavor and just some, you know, stuff. stuff for the show. I enjoy talking to my homeboys. I'm just joking.
So, hey, Jacksonville, we still want to hear from y'all. Call and talk to JT.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody from Jacksonville. Hey, shit happened in Jacksonville.
Hey, man, sorry. It's the capital of South Georgia.
Come on, man.
You know ain't nothing. In Jacksonville. Ain't nothing
there,
in Jacksonville. Duval County is the biggest land county in the world. But outside of that, Jacksonville don't do shit.
Hey, man, it's the capital of South Georgia, man. Jacksonville is the capital of South Georgia, man. Let's give them people a break.
Shout out to Cousin Ricky in Jacksonville. Come on, man. What you talking about, man? Get out of here, man. Come on. Shout out to my cousin Ricky.
Hey, wait, what did y'all say about Creeper? Who says they go on vacation to go to Jacksonville? Nobody.
Man, come on. What do you say, Gary?
You got three cousins in Jacksonville. Come on, man.
That's the whole purpose.
I probably got more cousins than I know about in Jacksonville, but Jacksonville sucks. Have you been to Jacksonville? have you ridden through Jacksonville?
Actually, I've been to Jacksonville.
There,
we have a lot of ghost towns
there
too.
Easter weekend, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I've been there. Oldest city in the world is Jacksonville, St. Augustine.
Would you go back on your own money?
Oh, not for vacation. Now, St. Augustine is nice. I would say St. Augustine is nice,
Augustine,
but you only want to be there for 2 days, though, and then you're done.
Would you pay your own money to stay in downtown Jacksonville to go to a hotel?
Oh, no.
Would you do it? See?
No, not at all. Unless man, I had
JK,
to see my son play the Jaguars there.
Come on, now.
That's about the only reason I would go.
It's the truth. Nobody wants to go to Cincinnati. I own it. I love it. But nobody's saying to go stay in Cincinnati either. It's fine.
I would go to Jacksonville for a Florida-Georgia game. I'm not a fan of either one of them. Just say I went to the cocktail party.
I'll give you that. I will give you one random-ass Saturday out of 52 Saturdays in a year. There you go.
No, all my Saints playing there. That's two reasons for me to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Gary, what you got, bro? Curse.
Jacksonville, man. Y'all better call in next week. I'm telling y'all. Y'all better call in if y'all listen.
Visit me.
Brain High School, stand up.
When I move to Jacksonville.
You have all the land. You have all the land. They're going to be shit else to do.
You gonna come down and visit me off a little bit?
Hell yeah. I'm bringing my clubs. Hey, man, I bought some Mavericks. Oh, they're in my car. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to go play.
Now there's another week. Now you're up to 3 weeks for the year.
What you got, man?
So JQ will be there if the Bengals are playing the Jaguars. You better believe it. I believe he'll go to
the
game, too.
Mm-hmm. I would, but that's about it. But look what we're talking about. All around sporting events. Are me and Eric and the girls going down to Jacksonville just because it's 4 hours away to say, hey, let's go to Jacksonville and hang out? Nope.
Mm-mm. You go down there, Ohio State was in the Gator Bowl.
Damn straight.
That's 4 weeks, Gary.
4 out of 52 is not a good percentage. Not a good percentage.
That's a whole month you spending in Jacksonville.
What is that, like 1 out of 12? That's like 11%? Like, that's terrible.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead, Andre.
Andre's falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm over here, like, trying to figure out what the hell's happening, man. It's going off the rails, man. I'm trying to keep everything, you know.
It's my fault.
He was like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's
man,
good.
What's going on, bro?
I said I was sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to get to these last damn topics, damn it. Anything you want to talk about, take your claim. Last, pick your topic. Let's wrap this up. Curtis, Gary, go.
Gotcha. Let's go with the top. Yankees, Angels, Mets, Padres, and the sixth team probably be the Astros. Any questions,
man, I got
gentlemen?
I got all the California and New York teams in my top five. I got the Yankees, Aaron Judge with a walk-off homer to win tonight. They hitting the ball, playing good defense, getting better pitching than expected so far, the Yankees. So, yeah, I got the Yankees 1, the Dodgers 2, I got the Mets 3, got the Angels 4, and I got the Padres 5. And Manny Machado just carrying the Padres right now. So, yeah, they're all California and New York teams right now in the top 5.
Yeah.
We got Cincinnati at hang on.
Oh, man, you're going to make Nick more mad. He already mad, man. You're going to make him more mad. You bring him to bed.
32-38. Just kidding. No, hey, listen. I am not qualified to talk about any baseball record for my team. Sucks ass. So, yeah, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Angels, man, got a no-hitter going right now, speaking of the Angels. Last I saw, they were up 8-0 on the Rays.
I almost put the Astros after that five, actually. But I dropped him.
I'm sorry, Andre. I love you.
No, I'm not feeling like this today, man. Curtis, what else you got, bro, before we wrap this up, man? Cause I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Watching.
Oh, man. Oh, the Angels up 12, nothing over eight.
Chris, they're my favorite from growing up. My hero was a guy that can't think of his name now, but he died in the Bahamas trying to help the people out. That was my favorite baseball player of all time. And he played in Pittsburgh.
Did he play on the championship team?
But out here, I'm always watching the Dodgers. They take that very seriously. LA is one of those towns that love the sports in LA.
They love their championships.
Yeah.
Assholes down there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Go ahead, Rob.
Let's see. Is there anything else I want to talk about? We talked about the baseball. I think we talked about our – I already went over my AFC playoff teams. I'll go over my NFC playoff teams really quick. I already said the Eagles going to win the East. I got the Packers still winning the North, even though I came close to picking the Vikings. But I'm going to stick with
the
Packers.
No, the hell you didn't. No, the hell
did,
you
really.
Did not.
I did.
You were going to take Kirk Cousins over here. Stop it. No, you didn't.
And Rod, who are you going to throw the ball to? Jaquan Jenkins?
Shit. Me?
You just
me, you, and Andre? And you're going to be 12, you're gonna figure 12 or 5?
No, I still got Green Bay winning the division. So I got Green
Come
Bay
on,
winning
now.
The division.
Man.
I got the Eagles. I still got the
you're
Bucks.
Going
to I came close to picking my Saints over the Bucks too. But and I got the Rams winning the West. So the wild cards, I got the Cowboys, I got the Saints, and I have the 49ers as the 3 wild card teams in the NFC.
Oh.
Rob, I was trying to tell you, bro, that, you know, you could have picked a topic on that was left over, man, but you just went, you know, everyone off script today, man. Go ahead, JQ. Damn it.
I ain't saying nothing else. You're already mad at me, so you go ahead. You do what you
I'm
do.
Not
it's
mad
your
at
time.
You. I'm not mad at you, man. I'm really not. I'm just like sitting back, like in this.
Go
just,
ahead,
Dick.
It's all in fun, man. It's all in fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, man.
I don't have anything else. We talked about what we wanted to talk about. The Reds suck. The Lakers ain't got no damn pick. You know, I am enjoying this Celtics Bucks series. I won't kid you on that, but the thing that's really caught me is that Golden State's going to mess around winning the title. I firmly believe that. I believe that people fall in love with trying to match Golden State 3-for-3 and get up and down, and they forget that Golden State is small, and they can pound them inside, and they get caught up in the transition game, and you can't match Golden State in the transition game. You have to slow it down. You got to pound them inside. And I feel like Steph's getting another ring, and it's going to change some of the narrative about him. He's a point guard, and people don't want to put him in the point guard conversation with Isaiah and Magic. It's like, that dude is listed as a point guard, and he's going to get another ring. And if he does try to get another ring and a MVP in the finals, not a Golden State fan, but you got to put a little bit more respect on Steph Curry's name.
Yep. Much as I hate to say it, Golden State and Boston, anybody but those two teams, please.
Agreed, but the thing about it is I think those two teams are going to meet in the finals.
They got both of them got really good teams. I agree with that.
But the problem with any team trying to just slow them down and, you know, playing a half-court game, and they're going to be exchanging 2s for 3s, and those numbers don't match either. Because Golden State will still shoot the 3. They'll still get open-look 3s, and these guys are getting 3 points. These guys are getting 2 points. 3 points, 2 points. It still adds up to a Golden State winning it all.
But that's where I feel like the fallacy is the other teams have. They get caught in that if we do this, they'll still be able to shoot the 3. What I say to that is if you have a team that's built for that, like a Giannis in Milwaukee, or then be with, you know, Philly with a team with a presence down low, you can slow it down. Those pieces, when they come back down the court, they're not free-flowing in transition off of steals and turnovers and offensive rebounds. If you're making shots in the post, they have to take the ball out from underneath the basket and set a play on the inbounds play. It's a whole other thing to have that free-flowing offense up and down off of offensive, defensive rebounds. That's why I feel like teams get caught up in the we got to go 3-for-3 with them. You don't necessarily have to. If you can play defense, if you can score and make them run a set play continuously over and over again by banking on their smallest in the post and making them take the ball out the basket and inbound it, you have a chance to slow them down. I feel like people get caught up in that, well, they're going to shoot 3, so we have to shoot 3s too. That's not always the case if you can slow the game down and get post possessions and put that ball in and make them, you know, take it out of bounds and run set play. So I hear what you're saying. You feel like that because they have that ability to ignite and go – they have the ability to go nuclear like no other team left in the playoffs. They can get high as a unit and start draining threes on you, and it's over. And I give you that piece of it. Your only chance is to slow it down, feed the post if you have the advantage, depending on who you have on the post, run plays, make them take the ball from out of bounds and run a play. But once you start going up and down track meet, that's Golden State's game. And you can't beat Golden State at their own game. You can't do it. I don't care who you think you got.
Right.
You can't beat them at their own game.
What you going to do, Rob? What you going to do? What you going to do, man? You ain't doing nothing, man. What you going to do with that, bro?
Hey.
I don't like Golden State. You know I don't.
Hey, I said last week on the show, I didn't think Memphis would be able to go there and win a game in I'm from Missouri. They got to show me they're capable of going to San Francisco and get a win, and they weren't able to pull one out. I mean, if Golden State's healthy, and right now they are, hey, they're going to be a tough out. I mean, you still might have to get through Phoenix, you know, and Phoenix does have Ayton. Oh, man, he's improved his game tremendously. Ayton, he can hit that mid-range shot. You know, so he's improved his game, but Golden State's going to be a force to reckon with. They're definitely a team that can win it all. There's no doubt about it. Just like the Celtics, I think they're capable, too, winning all. Two teams I hate, I'm just hoping that there's somebody along the road that knocks them both off.
You know DeAndre Ayton is soft. Like, come on, man. Like, he has the size. He's soft. He's Charmin soft. Like, he ain't Rudy Gobert soft, but he's soft. Like, if Golden State makes it, their stiffest competition will come from a Milwaukee or a Boston or even Miami because of the way they play defense. Not in terms of size, but Miami is tenacious. Milwaukee and Boston have a little bit more size. Miami just plays with a general, you know, team cohesion defense. But Kyle Lowry, out there looking like James Harden. And he's going to be a whole lot good if they make it to it. He's not. He's getting fat because his hamstring is hurt. And he's just gaining weight by the day, looking just like James Harden's twin cousin. So he's going to be a problem. So if it's Boston or if it's Miami, come on, man, you know I'm not lying to you. If it's Boston or Milwaukee, they have the size to give Golden State problems, but will they focus on that as opposed to getting caught in the trap? To me, I already go. I feel like teams get caught in trying to match Golden State at what Golden State does best, and you can't beat them what they do best. You have to do what you do best and maximize that. That's how you beat Golden State. But if you get caught in that, we got to play threes for threes, because threes for twos we lose, you've already lost.
You lost, yep. Hey, you know, Kyle Lowry's got to stop eating them Cuban sandwiches with DJ Khaled. You know, DJ Khaled's not playing basketball, man. They got to stop eating them Cuban sandwiches. And James Harden's got to stop eating Philly cheesesteaks and these hoagies up in Philly, too.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, instead of getting that – you better get with that asparagus meal plan.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what did Shaq say when he retired? He said, now I can eat biscuits for breakfast. You know, wait till you retire for that. I don't know. I remember him saying that at his retirement press conference.
Yes, I do.
Save it for then.
Great, Andre. I just set up on a flyer. I talked about your boys all good and well. Like, and you still over there, man. Look at him. Just still mad. Just angry.
Hey, man, what you got on that chalkboard up there, man? That's your game plan up there?
That's the Drake plan.
Everything like that. Mm-hmm. Huh? A business plan. Everything like that. My business plan.
Nice. That's good. Yeah.
Every day, look at it.
One of my mentors told me that you always got to have some whiteboards in your office. You always got to have some whiteboards in your office. There you go. I like it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I try to do every day. Appreciate you guys. Like I said, I know Curtis and Gary are retired, so you know one day we'll be like them too. So, you think I'm hot? I'm not hot. No, it's been a long day, man. I got to get up early tomorrow too, man. So, it's been good. I had some ideas for the draft grades, but you just kind of blew that up, man. So that was kind of in my mind, you know. But it's all good, man. So you know, it was funny, you know. So we'll have some fun, man. But I'm looking forward to next week and everything like that too. So gentlemen, you have a fantastic week. Keep the hilarious tweets going, you know. We still got to figure out who that lady is. We can sign her to one of our teams, man, because she'd be a great great protection. Car, whatever you want to call it, man. So I love it, man. So she's throwing folks, man. That's exactly what you need, man. You got to get physical. That's what they say, Rob. I went with her. And I even forgot that Khalil Mack went to the
Come
Chargers,
on, Olivia
man.
New
that's,
John. Let's get
man.
Physical. Let's go.
Yeah.
I forgot
yeah.
about
that's
that. Like, oh,
team,
my
man.
God.
Look
that's crazy.
Roster.
Yeah, that's actually a
– How you don't pick the – I'm not even picking the Raiders to go to the playoffs. How you don't pick them with the weapons they have? With the Devontae Adams.
You know why?
They have there. Yeah.
You know why? You don't want to get on the show and talk about the quarterbacks, honestly, Rob. You know why you didn't pick them? Be honest with yourself. You know why you didn't pick them? You do this every time. We have to have the same conversation. You know why you didn't pick them. His name is Derek Carr. That's why you didn't pick him. You know
that's
it.
A difference
I
between.
Know it.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference between the other three teams in the division. So you're right.
Third car.
Oh, man.
All right, guys.
Now, if the Raiders are in the division in the South, maybe they'll be a contender with the Colts. It might even be better than the Colts. So it's interesting. They'll be the last team in their own division. But, yeah, they go to the South. They'll be right there with their Matt Ryan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want you to own it. Just own it. Say it. Say it out loud. They're just.
I'm black and
white. JC had us talking about the worst division in the AFC, the draft grade tonight.
I didn't. Okay. I didn't do any of that.
It's been a day. It's been a day. All right, gentlemen. Curtis, Gary, you jumping on early, and bringing some stability to the force, if you will. And, again, we're going to just, like, ride into the sunset, if you will. Next week, we're going to talk about your quarterback that you got from Ohio State, JQ. So congratulations on that, getting your five-star QB. if you will.
That's a 2024 recruit, yeah, too.
That's awesome. And then I can't believe the Giants released, you know, your boy, man. That's Bradbury already, you know, so we'll talk about that. You know, obviously a money move, but that's what it's all about sometimes, man. So we'll see how that plays out. Maybe you want him to go for the Bengals. JQ, is that what you're wishing out there, man? Is that what you want, man?
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be a great pickup for the Bengals, by the way. Absolutely.
There you go,
man. You can move Eli Apple to the bench or as a slot corner.
Move Eli Apple to the waiver wire.
<He's better.
laughs> Hey, I thought about you, bro. Good stuff. All right, gentlemen. We'll see you guys same time.
Hey, the Bengals
Gary,
my
you win, bro.
Too,
you
man,
won.
So I'm there too.
20 minutes later. 20 minutes later, Gary. I'm supposed to be like 5 minutes afterwards, but, you know, it's all good. Gentlemen, have a good rest of your day. What'd you say? What'd you say?
We've been talking. In the OT, you've been letting you and Rob, and then you stirred the pot a little bit. So you got to take a little bit of blame for this.
I will accept that. I try to throw some love to you guys, and then it just went off the rails. So it's been one of those shows. But it's been a fun show. I've loved it, man. So you know, but you know, that's what happens whenever you drink some. You know,
you got a Golden State gear on too.
That's right. I'm a team that. But you know, this is, you know, it's not like it's been a surprise. I mean, you know, this, I got to go to sleep somewhere. So there you go. It's one thing that's actually winning. So, you know.
Smart man.
That's one of my, you know, so, you know. So there you go.
He said, let me get any of those jerseys in every color you got.
Right,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen, next week I'm going to put my – I'm gonna put my Golden State jersey on just for you next week.
Are you for real, bro? You're not special, right? Are you serious?
You know, a lie don't care who tells it.
I got you next week.
A lie don't care who tells it, Dre.
What?
Always remember
okay,
that.
Okay. I'm glad you do that. I got some Cincinnati Bengals stuff. Okay.
I got one.
Okay.
Who you got,
okay,
man? Rick Barry.
Nick Van Exel, baby. Nick the Quick.
Oh,
that's actually not a bad one.
This
guy.
Right.
See, I knew
it
was kind of... That's actually not a bad one.
Is it still not a Golden State jersey? Is it still not a Golden State jersey? I'm going to wear it for you. For you. Because I love you.
That's brotherly love, man. Y'all should go to Philly and eat a cheesesteak together.
Nah.
Right on.
Rob was trying to get you a Chris Webber jersey. He was trying to get you Chris Webber jersey,
oh,
by the way.
Who?
Rob. From Golden State, man. From L.A.
Negative.
You should forget that, man. It's in the league, man.
You gonna wear Daxton Hill's jersey for the Bengals?
Fuck no.
Hey, what if you get your pick six for a touchdown and you win a Super Bowl in the Super Bowl?
Listen, I'm going to cheer that dude on at the damn parade, but I will never, ever, 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 ever have a Daxton Hill jersey. Never.
What if he gets, like, 3 pick sixes, man?
Listen, I'm going to applaud that dude. I'm going to high-five my wife and my daughters when we watch the game, but I will never, ever have a Michigan dude on my back.
What if he's the greatest in history, in Cincinnati Bengal history? Ever.
Okay, so Gary and Curtis, man, I appreciate seeing y'all. I love y'all. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. I'm no longer having this conversation.
Well, your boy threw a no-hitter for the Angels. He no-hit the Rays. Breaking news.
Wow.
Let's close this out. Bro.
Good night, guys. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Good night, gentlemen. Always
bye.
Fun.
Good night.